beschissen Traum. Fünf. Frosch und Zippo. Tommy Olsen, Designer, die in der Scheibe. Not such a common Scheibe, it's happened. All know people who come into similar circumstances, not necessarily this case. But a nice joy, I was once in there to stroll around the evening seder there, and I used to sit next to Rolf, and he told me about this unbelievable Scheibe that just happened on Shabbos. Somebody came running over to me in the middle of a Shabbos store, they came running to me, his friend's busy ringing somebody else's doorbell on Shabbos. He by mistake was ringing, he wants to know, can he let go? Can he let go? It's Melocha, obviously, so we know you can't use electricity on Shabbos. And this person by mistake went and rang the doorbell. Can you let go? To make the question a bit more exciting, you know, it's all the way the Israeli doorbells work is they've all got light behind the name. And when you press in the name tag, the light goes off. And when you release, the light goes back on again. Mm-hmm. So not only are you stopping the buzzer going by releasing it, you're also turning on a light. Just makes it a bit more of an interesting shaila. So the first thing I want to discuss, but just before we start, is when this person originally pressed the button in the first place. See, that it wasn't thinking what he was doing. Came to the house, it's like somebody comes into a room and turns on the light on Shabbos. The first thing we need to discuss is he a shegig or is he begedim misasik? So the basic nafkamina between a shegig and misasik is a shegig is chayv chatos and misasik is potter from a chatos. It's less of an issa, therefore you're not even chayv chatos. What is the difference between a shegig and a chatos? Standard case of a shegig is somebody who forgets either that it's Shabbos, he doesn't realize it's Shabbos, or he doesn't know this thing is a melocha. Doesn't know to light the fire on Shabbos and Melocha, and he does it, so then he's Chayav Chatos. There's another case, somebody who's misasik, usually the Baheta, on Shabbos can even be the Baheta, somebody's busy doing another action. The standard case of the Gemara is he's trying to pick a vegetable off the ground, he thinks it's not connected, he thinks it's Tolosh, picks up this potato or whatever it is, and then he realizes he picks it, it was connected, and therefore he does a Ma'is Tlisha. So the question is, over here, this is something in between. He's not really busy doing another Ma'isa, he wasn't doing anything. On the other hand, he didn't forget it was Shabbos, and he didn't forget it was a melocha. He knew ringing a doorbell on Shabbos is a melocha, and he knew it was Shabbos, so it doesn't really fit into either together. So I once heard a Kshmakaraya, there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos stuff, based on the base. The Gemara there talks about the issa of reading something like Yohaneh. Gzeres Chazal Shem Yater. You might come to tilt the Nair and add some more fuel to the fire. And therefore, Chazal asked you to read by a Nair at all. It's very famous. Nice, and Shmuel ben Elisha said, I've got good self-control, I'll remember Shabbos, I'm not going to come to tilt it. And as we all know, he went and he learned by the lawyer on there, and he by mistake tilted it, and he said, I'm going to bring a Chatos Shemena.
Bikish
Lachatos. No. The first thing was the Bikish, and then Rosson says, there's another year, Rosson said what he did, and he wrote to Pinkus, and he said, I'm going to bring a Chatos Shemena.
What does Shemena mean?
Fat, big fat chatos.
Big animal. So, if the non-Jew like rings on the doorbell on Shabbos,
I'm going to get back to the doorbell channel in 1 second.
Are you allowed to answer the door to the non-Jew?
Yeah. We'll get back to the doorbell channel in a minute. So, you see from there, the fact that he said he's going to bring a chatos shmeino, that Elamai is going to get a shegi, because as we said before, Miss Asik, you're not chayv chatos at all. The Chayyur Shmuel is the same case. It was somebody, he didn't forget what Shabbos Lechayyur. And he could be mad to the right, but he didn't forget the Shabbos, and he didn't forget that putting fuel in a fire is also on Shabbos. He was so engrossed in his learning that he just out of habit, he went and he tilted the fire, and Afilochi, he said that he's going to bring a Chatos. It's a small riot. Some interesting smaisa shahoya with ringing doorbells on Shabbos, the famous smaisa of Ron Gankowski, of Chabin and Eretzrol. Once somebody at the Chavrusa, somebody in Bocha came to him on Shabbos afternoon. And by mistake, he rang the doorbell. He came to the front door and he rang the doorbell. It's the most embarrassing thing that can happen. You ring on your Shiva's door. And he by mistake rang the doorbell on Shabbos. So Ron didn't come to the door. Nothing happened. He waited a few minutes. He chapped what he'd done. He waited. Didn't come. He knocked. After a few minutes, he knocked. A few minutes later, he still waited, but Ron didn't come. A few minutes later, he came down in his pajamas, came to the front door. Really sorry, you've probably been waiting here for a long time. I didn't hear you knock beforehand. He made that okay, he had gone to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Of a mensch, he made that hakili, went to sleep on a Shabbos afternoon, he never went to sleep ever. Tell me the mameid, he never ever went to sleep on a Shabbos afternoon. He used to sit there the whole day. He made that hakili, he was in bed, he made his talmud wait a few minutes while he gets back dressed again, just to make sure that he didn't chat. Oh, so back to our shayla of somebody who by mistake rang the doorbell, what is he allowed to do? So in order to answer the shayla, there's a few stages we need to clarify. Number one, the first obvious way out of it is you'll tell me that it's not you turning off the doorbell. All you're doing is you're releasing your hand, you're letting go. Pressing a button in the first place, that's klot, you're meiser, you're going to do it. is what's known without the drama. Something's not your action, it's a reaction. You're letting go. So, the first thing is, even a groma, we paskin, there are more paskins, that even a groma on Shabbos is osa if it's not a mokum hefsed. If it's a mokum hefsed, then it's mutabet, it'd be at least a drabon, it wouldn't be draisin. Or there's a famous gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. The gemara is talking about somebody's trying to kill somebody. Somebody's trying to kill somebody. What he does, he ties him down by a big mass of water, I don't know, by a lake or something, a yam. And there's a dam there. So he ties him down in front of the dam, and then he knocks down the dam, and the water comes straight over this person, and he drowns. So the Gemara asks, is the person who killed him, is he chayef, or is it called a groma? So the Gemara there says that if it's koyach rishon, if it's a direct result of his action, meaning he lifted up the dam, and straight away the water came on him, then he's chayef. V'chayef misa, for such a misa. Mashenkin, if it's koyach sheni, it's only a later result, then it's going to be potter. So Rashi's there as Mazbeh. How do you know whether something's Koyach Rishon or Koyach Sheni? The definition is, according to Rashi there in Sanhedrin, is if it happens immediately. Something which happens as you're doing this Maisa, you lift up the dam and the water comes straight out on him, that would be called Koyach Rishon. Mashenkin, if it has to flow down the stream a bit, and it takes a minute or two, I don't know what the gather is, but if it has to, it takes a bit of time until it gets there, then that's called Koyach Sheni, and that would be Potter. So who are doing in Shabbos, if you're trying to work out something is called your Maisa, your favorite, if it happened as you did your Maisa, this reaction happened, that would be considered as though it was your Maisa. And therefore, when you're releasing a doorbell, it's on a spring, as you let go, it's designed to straight away go off. It's very schwer to say that's not called your Maisa, and I think everyone, if we're talking about Deraisas here, would agree that it'd be Chayav Deraisa. The next stage we need to work out is what Melachas are involved. So obviously we all brought up that electricity is a problem on Shabbos, and can't really cram in the whole sugya of electricity in a 20-minute shiur, but just to say the basics, there's a famous Chazon Ish, quite schwer to understand. I don't think anyone that I've spoken to ever fully understood the full amkus of this Chazon Ish. But Chazon Ish starts off by saying there's four or five melochas that can be involved in electricity. So the basic ones are if you've got a filament bulb, electric filament bulb which gets hot, so then there's bishul. It can be bishul, right? It always holds bishul if it gets hot. If there's a proper ish that it gets, he says the Rambam holds it also mavi. You can also have mavi if you make a gacheles shel matchas, a coal made out of metal, that would also be mavi. That's not really so negated to our shayla, because we're not talking about anything with the filament bulb. Maybe when you release it, we'll get back to it. But then you can have filament bulb. But he says what he's more famous for saying is there's makab patish and boine. You're finishing off a circuit, and you're boine, you're building a circuit. So it's not very clear what he means. He mixes around between the he starts off with makpatish and he goes into boine. And even within boine, he's got two different binyonim that are going on over here. He starts off by saying you're completing a circuit. Until you close the switch, you've got an open circuit. It's not a complete circuit. And when you finish off, you're building the circuit.
Temporary.
Very good, very, very good questions. The Chazon Ish himself asks, it's temporary. So for that, he comes on to another type of boina. Not only are you completing a circuit, you're also bringing what some people say, B'shem the Chazon Ish, you bring on a shoma to Dover Geshen. You got something which is dead, a piece of metal, nothing to it, and you give it chiyus. You bring it to life. And bringing something to life, that is called giving it, doing a boina on it. And he says that's got the gedda of toka. We know that there's ein binyan b'kelim, paskan ein binyan b'kelim. Which means that if I, let's say, I build a menorah, which I put it together on Shabbos, you're not chayev deraisa. Or if it's toka, if you wedge it in and you make it solid, you stick it there, then you're going to be chayev. So the Chazon Ish, that when you make something alive, that is the same gedder as toka. That's like sticking it in firmly. So the Chazon Ish says, it's only for a short time, a binyan is man, is not, you're not chayev for. So the Chazon Ish, no, over here, when you turn off a circuit, you're not destroying your original chiyus. There was a life to this circuit. All you stopped is the future current coming. You're stopping a future current. That previous current lived its full life. That's how much it's supposed to live. It lasts for a microsecond. I don't know how long it takes electrons to go around. Whatever it is, that has its full life. And after you stop the next batch of electrons coming, that's not called a stira. And therefore, your binyan wasn't a binyan as man.
What's a binyan as man?
It means you're only building for a short amount of time. You're doing a temporary building.
So on Shabbos,
you're not going to be chayv deraisa for a temporary building.
So you wouldn't be allowed to build on Shabbos?
You can't. It's not going to be a chos of deraisa to build a binyan for short term. Shlem Zalman and a lot of other achrinim, the achilik on him, and these on the chaznish, and they see that it's only to rabbonim. So it's not clear exactly what all the, I think different achrinim go with different halachim, but the standard malach that people take on is that zalzov to the chol. Stumble to the chol. Shlem Zalman wrote a few famous chuddasim in Minchas Shlem where he writes the chaznish, says don't understand what he meant. And he says you can't say it's toka, the whole gedder toka, putting something in firmly, is you're showing that you want it to have to stay there permanently. Over here, even if you want a light on for 2 minutes, you're going to do it. So you can't say, even though you're bringing chias and the chias to it has a major chashivas, but to say that's got a gedder toka, Shlomo Zalman said there can't be such a thing, and therefore it's only a drabon. So when I get a doorbell, it's going to come out of Machlokes Chazanish and Shachrinim, whether it's derais or drabon, or Belamais is still. To turn off a circuit.
What's with the code itself? Apparently, you ring the bell and you make the noise.
What are you talking about? Hashemot's code? Is it a drabon or the Hashemot's code?
It's not a drabon.
It's Hashemot's code is Gzeir of Tichin, if I remember correctly. People are going to think the Rechaim's going, so.
Yeah.
We'll get there if I have time.
So, do about like a synagogue. You could ask the non Jews to turn it off when it's ringing.
We'll get there. That's a shame, you're jumping the gun. So over here we've got a Meloch Drabon there. A Meloch Daraisa, possibly a Meloch Drabon, but either way it's still going to be awesome. So the question is, what is the way out of this side? You don't know how to be stuck there the whole of Shabbos, not Kishmak, everyone can see you're ringing a doorbell on Shabbos. It's not the most ideal situation to be in, never mind the host who's got this noise ringing in his head the whole time, and everyone else who's walking past on their way, you're going to see, you know, you're the person who's ringing the doorbell on Shabbos. It's not a position that anyone wants to be in.
But isn't it being Chayim, each time has his fingers on, he may start it off. Making it kind of, isn't that also chilek?
We're going to get there. I don't know, it's something I don't understand. I'll be honest with you, the achrinim bring that down, shame on the yashiv.
It's one action.
Hopefully I'll get there. So,
yeah, Goy's put his finger there.
There's something on Shabbos we know that everything needs to be melechus machshavos. In order to be, is posa deraisa, it needs to be melechus machshavos. Now, as soon as you're lacking any of the tanoim of melechus machshavos, it straight away goes down to rabbon. So there's a few tanoim. The main one I want to discuss tonight is Meloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa and Dov Shein Meschavim.
What does that mean?
So Meloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa means the basic pshat, according to the Tosfos, it has to be, sorry, Paskim, according to Mishavura, it seems to be the way Paskim, there's a few steers in Mishavura, but the Pashto says he goes with the Tosfos Mahalach. It has to be that the tachlis of the melocha, the reason why you're doing this melocha, is for the same reason, the same type of reason as was done in the Mishnah. So the example the Mishnah gives, if you want to carry something out from your house, you want to carry a sefer to shul, so that sefer is the same reason why in the Mishkan when they wanted to carry something, they wanted to get something from A to B. So that's that you'll also be chayav here when you want to carry your sefer from your house to shul, you're also going to be chayav because you're doing for the similar tachlis to what was done in the Mishkan. So the Mishnah, but if you take a mace out of your house, you've got a dead person in your house and you want to get it out of the house, the reason you want to get it out is not because you want it in the garden. You want it out of your house. You hope you want some mace now, trying to bury it or whatever. They don't want it in the house. That is called a melocha shein tzrich l'gufa. You don't particularly want it. So now we're going back to our shayla, generally with electricity, I believe, that even like the chazan ish, that you're doing boina, your stira of destroying the circuit, the chayra will never be deraisa. Because always, the reason you want to destroy a circuit is because you didn't want the electricity there. It's always shared by every seisa, whenever you destroy a building. Why is it ever melocha shein tzrich? So Tosa says because you want to build in the same place a better building. It needs to be something better in the same place. That way, I want the destruction of the building. I positively want the destruction. Over here, what's the reason why I want the light off? I want the air conditioning off. Either because it costs too much to run, or because the light's bothering me, the noise bothering me, the heat's bothering me, the cold's bothering me, whatever the electrical appliance is, it doesn't make a difference. Always it's the fact the electrical device is on that's bothering me, and therefore I want to turn it off. I never positively want it off. So the chayra, whenever you hear as well, the doorbell, when it's bothering you, you're either embarrassed to keep your hand there, your hand's hurting from holding on the button the whole time, or because it's giving, the barabos who's in the house is giving him a headache, that you want to take it off, it's only going to be a melocha shein tzrich l'gufa.
So we all take it off together,
there's
no
shots
together.
That'll be an Eitzah.
So you couldn't ask the non-Jew in this.
We'll get there. We haven't got to the non-Jew yet. We're going to get there soon. The other problem, as we mentioned before, there's a light in this switch. So that doesn't help. The light, the reason you're turning on the light, and you're not particularly interested in it, but the reason you're turning on the light is that everyone should be able to read the name. That is a melocha tzrich l'gufa. The reason why you make light is that people can see. So here, that is a melocha tzrich l'gufa. It's a normal binyan of a circuit.
I don't need it.
Oh, so it's a malach. It's a dover shein meschavim. Something when you release, you don't, you're not
interested. I don't need to the name.
Oh, right. So it's a dover shein meschavim. When you do it, you're not interested in it. That's called the psik resha. Something which is definitely inevitably going to happen as soon as you do it. That's called the psik resha. But there's a dover psik resha delay nichelei. Psik resha delay ichbas leif. It's here where you've got no interest whatsoever in having the light. You don't care if everyone can read the name or not. That's psik resha delay nichelei. We go generally with, we use it as a tzur to say it's mutter, but generally psikresh le nichele is osa, we take on as osa darabon. Could make a difference
if it's
your own house or not.
It's a grommah as well.
It's not a grommah. We spoke about before, it's not a grommah. Here they call the Maaser Rishon, a clear Rishon, this is your action. This is your action. But this could be a nafka minna in your own house or somebody else's house. If you're ringing on somebody else's house, you really don't care if the name is lit up. What does it bother you? If it's by your own front door, you by mistake did it, you could run into a problem of psik resha nichelei because you want people to be able to read the doorbell, you want people to see it's your house. So it could be a bit more problematic. So there's a Gemara.
You're not paying for it.
The mice, when you read it's psik resha. It's psik resha. As soon as you go, it's going to happen. If it's your own house, there's a tzad. I'm not passing it, definitely also there's a tzad. It's a tzad to us. Sorry?
If
it's got a name on the door, yeah, then you're right, then maybe it's a bit better, yeah. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf, Pei Aleph, I think, the Gemara there says about in the olden days when they needed to go to Beis HaKissei, sometimes there was a medical, not medical, she said, she'd help them if they couldn't go, they were in pain. They used to use some stone, I don't know the exact materials, which they used to push in that area, and it used to loosen things up, and then they would go. And the Gemara says it's also to use this stone on Shabbos. Why? Because if you've got any loose skin there, it's going to pull off this skin, and that's an Issa of Toynish. The Gemara, if you do it with a shinui, then it's Peseda. You hold it in a different way, then it's Peseda. Why? Because it's something called a Shvus B'mokum Kavod Abrius. Something who needs to go to be excused is in a very uncomfortable position. And therefore, B'mokum Kavod Abrius, they let you do a shinui. A Shvus Echod. They let you do a Shvus Echod. Mandar Abonon, they let you be over things. The Chir over here as well, in our case, you're holding a doorbell, it's a major embarrassment. It's giving embarrassment for the host who you're ringing on his house. Everyone's walking past seeing you. Clearly, this is a classic case of Kovod Abrius, where you don't want to be seen, you don't want to be seen in the land. The problem is, there's a Mechabin in Shin Beis, talks about somebody who's got tit on there, they've got a bit of soya and dirt on his begodim. So there, the Mechabin clears whether you're allowed to take it off or not. It says you're allowed to, but if it's dry, then I'm not, I don't want to say straight out you're allowed to, because obviously Allah is about cleaning begodim on Shabbat, it's not so posher. But in the case there, it says not, but you should do it, whatever, but if it's dry and it's going to do a tuichin, it's going to grind up the thing, the soil there, then you're not allowed to do it. That's the dirmecham. Why? Because it's tuichin.
Tuichin.
Grinding. It's a grinding up thing. You've got a clump of soil and you're making it into smaller pieces. Now, it's not the Mishnah Berurah, but if you do it, alidei goy, then it's mutter. What's Pshat? Pshatian says, Pshat is that it's a shvus to shvus b'mokum kovod abrius. There, it's a malach shein tzrichu l'gufa. You don't want the soil, you're not interested in the teichin b'chal, and you're getting a goy to do it. So then it's mutter. The question's obvious. We just said a minute ago that you can do a shvus b'mokum kovod abrius. Why do we need to come on to over here a shvus to shvus b'mokum kovod abrius? So the boshed answer is that by malach shein tzrichu l'gufa is always a more chomodika version of a shvus. It's one of the more chomodika shvus, and the Rambam Paskans is also dreisa. But we go this to Rabbanan, but it's always chomod. So the Mechaber didn't want to rely on a shvus echad b'mokum kovod abrius when your shvus is in rocha shein tzrichu l'gufa, because that's so korban d'raisa, we don't want to be makel over there. So by us, we said, what is our heter of ringing the doorbell? It's rocha shein tzrichu l'gufa. Rocha shein tzrichu l'gufa could be that you don't have a heter of kovod abrius. So what would the etzah be? So you stack a stack here now, in Shabbos, we're saying the mokum kovod abrius, there's no etzah. So that, well, either what you can do is you do it with a shinui, which is something which is debatable in the Peskim, but in a Rufalk was Mekel in the Sa'if, and you hold, let's say, with the back of your hand. You hold it with the back of your hand and then leave go. You're pressing the doorbell, you just switch the back of your hand and leave go. It's not a normal way to leave go from a doorbell with the back of your hand. So that would be a shinui, and a shinui is a proper shvus. Shvus b'mokum, a shvus b'mokum, kovod abrius would be mutter. It couldn't be a shvus to shvus, because also with malach shein tzrichu l'gufa, it's much better. The other alternative is, you can ask a guy. You go, that's what you were saying before, you go, you ask a guy to press, to take over pressing the button for you, then you go away, and he leaves go. So that's also shvus to shvus mokum kovod abrius. What I was thinking when I was praying the shit is, if you ask the guy to do it, you don't need to even ask him to let go. You just ask him to hold it. He's going to go let go in a minute. That's his problem.
Yeah.
It's not even a schuster, it's 100% mutter. You're not doing anything. And once you're ready to say that, you don't even need to go schlep to find a guy. You can even ask a cotton, maybe. I don't know
about... Can't go and schlep it, that's a good.
Well, actually, get your friends to go and ask him. But you may be able to go and get ask your child, Shalei Yigi Elachinoch. When you've got Yigi Elachinoch, then you've got a problem.
That's the Remez. The Remez, I can explain to what the problem is.
You can demonstrate to him. You're not asking him to Melocha, you're asking him to hold the doorbell.
Melocha.
He wants to go and leave go because his hand's getting sore. Let him leave go. So even get your child, your 3-year-old child, possibly you can go. It's Machoy because I don't want to say that Halacha, you should go and do it. But possibly you'd be able to go and get your 3-year-old child to go press the doorbell. And you know your 3-year-old child can't stay there for more than a minute at a time, and he's going to run off. That's not your problem, Ashimota. I just want to go back to what you mentioned earlier, that a lot of poskim, maybe you said, that was cool, that holding down a doorbell is mechadash a new circuit every second, and therefore it's a melacha deraisa. It's a melacha deraisa, a new melacha deraisa every second, al atzad, it's a deraisa. Here we're not necessarily unnamed deraisas. There's a chadashim to make a deraisa, I'm not going to go into that now. Where leaving go is only one melacha for 1 second, you're just leaving go, you're breaking a circuit, then you'd be mechuv to leave go straight away. I don't believe. I spoke to Mechaber of the Sefer. I called him up this afternoon because I was bothered by what they were. The Rabbi Yashav said this Pesach Lagabe a light where there he's talking about where you're being mave, you're continuously keeping a flame going. It's like pouring oil into a lamp. If you're pouring oil into a lamp, your avad you have to stop. Here, where we're tunneling boina, normal electrical circuit, the maximum is going to be as boina. I did my binyan already. I made this dead circuit alive. Now I'm keeping it going. You're going to tell me I'm doing a new melacha every second.
No.
I don't want to say that it's mutter because there's a lot of poskim that say it's osa, but it's totally maybe to make it osa.
Oh yeah.